You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams. Yep, just like the guy just said, we are indeed solid, conservative, and just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time, I like to say. Well, I am pleased to have somebody come on the show who has become a friend, somebody I've gotten to know a bit over the last year, and also somebody who has been very responsive to come on this show. Super busy day, but he's making some time for us. Chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, John Wall, is with us. John Wall, how you doing today, man?
Oh, you know, I'm doing great, and it is always a pleasure to be on the show. I appreciate your saving the world one soundbite at a time. That's the way to do it.
Well, thank you. And by the way, I appreciate you doing the most thankless, unpaid job in the world. So, chairman of the Republican
Party. I ask myself if I'm crazy every day.
I'm sure. Several times a day, I imagine. Listen, John, let me ask you this. You came out in the last few days. I saw an article on Yellowhammer. I believe you were on Yaffe's show right here on this channel. And you said you are calling, as the chairman of the party, you are calling for closed primaries. So I've been spending the last half hour kind of talking through what closed and open and partially open primaries look like and how we rank in comparison to other states. We're one of 15 states that has a closed primary. What are you thinking? What's your call for closed primaries for right now? Where's that coming from?
You know, I think it's important, whether it's the Democrat Party or the Republican Party, that we don't have members of the other party electing our nominees. And that seems common sense, but what we're seeing is a trend more and more where Democrats are trying to influence who the Republican nominee is, whether it's Democrats running as Republicans or whether it's them voting in our primary. So I think closing the primary is just one way we can say, hey, you know what? If you're a Republican, we want you to vote. But if you're a Democrat, we still want you to vote, just in your primary, not ours. So if we have registered parties, it'll take care of both sides.
Okay. Well, and I can tell you, I just quoted the numbers to my listeners a few minutes ago in the Georgia primary, Georgia also being a open primary state like Alabama. There are some calling for closed primaries there because they can see right now, they've already done the study. The AP did a tally and there were 37,000 former Democrats who voted in the Republican primary and Raffensperger, the Secretary of State there, only won by 27,000 votes. So the strong indication is the Democrats came over and influenced that election.
Yes, literally Democrats made the difference in getting Raffensperger to win without a runoff. And that's a good, great example, right? A real world example. But we also, I think we have even more of that in Alabama than Georgia does, because Georgia is actually still a purple state. You know, there are competitive Democrat primaries as well as competitive primaries, Republican primaries. In Alabama, we don't have competitive Democrat primaries. So a lot of times we have a much higher percentage of Democrats who come over and vote within the Republican primary. So that's one of the things I see when you look at those 15 states around the country who have made this call. A lot of them are super majority states, whether it's Republican or Democrat, because that's where the issue really comes out, is when you have a party attempting to influence the primary of another party. Yeah. So I think, yes, there's a problem in Georgia, but I think if we're honest, the problem is actually far greater in Alabama.
Well, so is there any intent on the part of the Republican Party to go and assess the voter rolls and see if we can see direct crossovers like those who voted in the last election, let's say the 2020s voted Democrat, that we can see them now voting in our primary? Are y'all going to study that?
We definitely will. As you know, we want to present good policy, right? It's very important for the Republican Party that we when we ask for something, that we do our research. We look into it. We know the numbers. But the easiest and fastest number to look at is how many votes were there for Joe Biden versus Donald Trump? And then what is the percentage of Republican and Democrat primary voters? And they are not in lock sync. We have, it was almost 6-1. Ratio between Democrat and Republican primary voters. And okay, you know that there's not 60, 6-1 Democrat to Republican in the state. So I think that's a pretty clear margin that we are having a very large crossover from Democrats voting in the Republican primary.
Well, I know we've had claims. I mean, Mo Brooks, and there's been no evidence provided, but Mo Brooks claims that the Katie Britt campaign benefited from Democrat crossover. Of course, I know that Senator Tom Watley, somebody I served with in Montgomery, lost by one vote, is challenging the outcome of his election before your steering committee on the basis of crossover voting. So how do y'all handle that after the fact? If there's what would it take to be able to even turn over an election if when it comes to claims of crossover voting? Is there a means by which that can happen?
Well, that's a much more complicated issue because currently under Alabama law, it's not illegal.
Right.
And Democrats can freely cross over. So with those election challenges, that's going to be a very hard sell because really all the committee is going to look at with the election contest is, did somebody vote who should not have voted, or were there votes that were counted that should not have been counted? And those are really the only two things we're going to be looking at.
And this is a hypothetical, and by the way, hypotheticals are risky, so tell me if I'm getting too far afield here. But if someone were to ever present
don't worry.
Go ahead.
I know how to say no comment.
Okay. You're not an elected official, but you are a politician. All right. So that being said, if there were actual physical proof, like somebody brought the actual emails or documents that said, here is a member of so-and-so's Republican campaign encouraging the crossover votes to influence the outcome of the election, would that be something the party would still take time to consider? Because I know the bylaws say you can't run as a candidate within 6 years of having worked in or supported a Democrat candidate. What about after the fact?
Yeah, no, absolutely. That is something that the Republican Party would be concerned about. Now, I will say this, not in conjunction with the election contest hearings. State law is very clear that within those hearings, we're just looking at the votes.
Gotcha.
But if there was clear evidence of a campaign soliciting Democrat votes, working with Democrats, or that person being a Democrat, the Republican Party, we reserve the right to challenge a nominee at any time.
Okay.
So absolutely would not be part of the election contest process, but that is an option legally.
Okay. Wow. That's interesting. All right. So closed primaries, back to the original topic though, and more specific, closed primaries, you're looking at probably having to have legislative action because I imagine that would be a state code issue as opposed to a constitutional issue. Am I correct?
That is correct. But, you know, I think we've seen this cycle, and Tom Watley is a good example of that, of just how important this issue is. And maybe we'll be able to get the legislator to pick this up. It's the first year of a quadrennium. You know, we've got some time, even if it doesn't pass the first year. So I think this is an issue that its time has come, and it really is time for us to look at it, investigate it, and dig into the facts so we can make good policy decisions for the people of Alabama.
Well, I agree, and I would think too that before we hit the 2024 presidentials, that we would want to see, you know, everything sort of in place. If we're going to make changes, let's get it done in time so that we don't impact people's ability to declare and go to the polls. Well, John, I know you've got a busy day ahead. Just real quickly before you go, you guys are meeting on several challenges. You've got, what, 5-6 races that have legitimate challenges, or at least have challenges that have met the threshold of being heard, and those are all going to be heard on the 25th. Am I right?
So the state has 4, and then one county has a county race that we're not hearing as a state. So we've got 4 across the state that we are hearing on the 25th. So,
okay.
Yes, it's going to be an interesting time. First time in history of Alabama that we know of where this has been come to pass. So we've got 4.
Well, I feel like we're hitting all kinds of new landmarks this year. I mean, state Senate races losing by one vote, challenges being, you know, put up there, presidential endorsement, unendorsement, new endorsements all in the same race. It's been a wild primary season in the Republican Party this year in Alabama.
And you can add to that, you know, the party having two with the redistricting, having 2 briefs before the Supreme Court.
Oh, yeah.
I told somebody the other day, I didn't realize things were going to fall apart after I got elected.
Well, hope that's not a personal reflection. But
thank you.
All right, listen, John Wall, thanks so much for spending time with us. We appreciate it. I know you were busy, and it meant a lot to be able to tie up this segment with your voice in it. So thanks again.
No, you are more than welcome. Always a pleasure to be on the show, and keep standing for the right side of the issue.
All right, man. Thanks so much. All right, well, listen, that was Chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, John Wall, shedding some light on his thoughts as the party chairman as to why he would want to see legislative action taken to close the primaries so that basically Republicans choose their Republican candidates, Democrats choose their Democrat candidates, independents still have their means under the law to get on a ballot. What do y'all think? Love to hear from you. Copper, go ahead and move us to a break. And folks, if you want to call in, 866-494-9866, close primaries, open primaries, partially open primaries. Give me your thoughts. Love to hear it. 866-494-9866. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.